podcast, The Importance of Effective Feedback in Adult Education and Key Elements. Effective feedback plays a critical role in helping adult learners achieve their educational goals and reach their maximum potential. It should be an integral part of every adult education program. Both formal and informal feedback should be provided by trainers and teachers based on the underpinnings of effective feedback techniques. The feedback source, message, and recipient exert influences on the process and must be considered in this context. For maximum impact, the source of feedback must be considered credible and trustworthy by the recipient. The message should provide clear information about performance standards and the performance of the student in order to elucidate any differences. Positive information should be shared before negative information, and the feedback should be specific, objective, consistent, and timely. The environment in which feedback is provided must be supportive and should encourage an open dialogue between the teacher and the student. Both parties should discuss various items in a spirit of collaboration and clearly define the goals that need to be achieved. A plan for follow-up and ongoing reinforcement must be developed and implemented. In addition to oral and written feedback, other modes of providing feedback, such as computers, audio tapes, and videotapes, should be considered and used as appropriate. Skills of faculty members in providing effective feedback may be enhanced through faculty development programs, such as workshops and self-study modules. Feedback is an integral part of the educational process. It provides learners with a comparison of their performance to educational goals, with the aim of helping them achieve or exceed their goals. Effective feedback is delivered in an appropriate setting, focuses on performance and not the individual, is specific, is based on direct observation or objective data, is delivered using neutral, non-judgmental language, and identifies actions or plans for improvement. For best results, the sender and receiver of feedback must work as allies. Negative feedback can create an emotional response in the learner, which may interfere with the effectiveness of the feedback due to dissonance between self-evaluation and external appraisal. Reflection can help learners process negative feedback and allow them to develop and implement improvement plans. Both delivering and receiving feedback are skills that can be improved with training. Trainers and teachers have a duty to provide meaningful feedback to learners. Learners should expect feedback and seek it. A feedback consists of three key elements: information, timing, and the recipient. These elements are crucial for effective feedback delivery. The information component. One of the core functions of feedback is to provide information about the performance of training participants. It answers questions like how well the student did or what can the student do better. The timing component. The timing of feedback is very important. It should be delivered promptly, if possible, during the training session, so that participant can make corrections or improvements in real time. Timely feedback is more effective. The student is aware of the situation and the content delivered or the competencies demonstrated. Analogically, he/she can improve. The recipient component. Feedback is not one size fits all. It's tailored to the individual, taking into account their needs, level of understanding, and goals. Effective feedback considers the learner. The trainer needs to know the communication style and the maturity score of each student to be able to adapt the style and content to the specific student. This is most important element of the feedback given to disadvantaged group of students.
This project has been funded with the support of the European Union. This publication reflects solely the views of the author, and the European Union is not responsible for any of the information contained therein.